Hello and welcome back to the Sorted Post-Purchase podcast. On today's episode, I'm delighted to welcome Pavlo Zeldak, Chief Delivery Officer at Acropolium. Thanks for joining us on the show, Pavlo. I hope I pronounced your name okay.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Sean, and hello everybody who listened to that. And yeah, you are totally correct with pronunciation. I appreciate it.
Excellent, good stuff. So what is Acropolium and where are you joining us from today?
So Acropolium is a software development company with actually Ukrainian heart. It's Czech software company, but its main development office based in Ukraine. And yeah, I'm joining you today from Chernihiv, northern part of Ukraine.
So a couple of hours difference.
Yeah.
Not too long, is it? So we've invited you onto the show because the theme is cloud computing's impact on logistics and supply chain management. And thanks to your experience at Acropolium, this is a topic you know quite well. Perhaps we begin actually by briefly emphasizing how cloud computing is a game changer for data management and accessibility. So what would you say are cloud computing's main benefits in this area, Pavlo?
I guess the main benefits of the cloud computing, there are many of them. Actually, I don't know where to begin to start talking
about it. It's a broad subject, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really broad subject. So first of all, I guess it's decentralization and accessibility of real-time data. When you actually understand what's happening on each warehouse, on each stages of the transportation chain, on each manufacturer, and whereas all the stakeholders have actually been on the same page and understand what happened in their companies. Because we know that the logistics is widely distributed business. And to save your time and money, you should understand what's happening on each of the chain of your supply chain management.
If we break down those elements, we're talking about the main benefits possibly being things like cost effectiveness, in terms of the optimizing route planning and inventory management and those sorts of things?
Actually, if we look broadly on the supply chain, actually goes from the manufacturer to the end customer itself. And the two parts of it, as you already mentioned, it's route planning, it's actually transportation, where actually example where we can use cloud computing there, because if we analyze the big data with cloud compute engine, how actually the roads are built, where are the corks in the roads, where are the better weather conditions, what are the fleet vehicles status, where they are, how they are moving, if they are loaded, because based on research from 2021, I don't know if you get such information before, like 21% of the vehicles are running empty on their routes from the manufacturer
wow.
to the customer.
What was that percentage again?
21.2%.
21%.
Yeah, it's pretty large. And yeah, if you actually can replan how you deliver those goods, you can first of all save a lot of time to delivering the goods in time for warehouses, customers, whatever it will be. And of course, it will be better for environment because less trucks, less engines. Yeah, absolutely.
And that is the second major benefit, isn't it, in terms of sustainability?
Yeah, that's correct. And let's probably turn back to the inventory management, because if we analyze with cloud computing some data from our 7 points, for example, we can predict where will be the high season for the business and prepare our business for those seasons. For example, we will not be let into the situation where we have some extra goods storing on our warehouses or we have some shortage of our goods. So it will be like an exact balance of what you buy and what you try to sell.
How do you think cloud allows logistics companies to easily scale operations up and down based on demand?
Actually, it's pretty much out of the box because I guess all the modern cloud solutions like AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, whatever, they already provide the mechanism where you can actually upgrade or downgrade your nodes or machines where those computing are actually done. based on the load that you have. So for example, if you will need to upscale your performance, it's easier to done with a couple of clicks inside the AWS console. Because previously, before the cloud era, if you want to upgrade your hardware, you actually need to go buy it, install it. You need to invite some specialist who will actually install it properly and configure properly for you. For now, it's pretty much easy.
What do you think some of the challenges are around using cloud computing, especially if you're new to using it?
The main challenge is to understand if the cloud computing is actually for you. Let me just explain. If you're a small company and you're actually just starting logistics, you should firstly think about if it's okay to you to invest in the cloud computing for now. If you're a larger company, yeah, that's for sure. That is a must for now because it will save you time and money.
In other words, don't just jump on the bandwagon and make sure it fit. Make sure it's right for your business before you take that leap.
Yeah, that's correct.
What about things like data security? I guess that's one of the things that people think about, you know, is my company data going to be secure in terms of logistics and supply chain if I opt to use the cloud?
Cloud for now, like cloud providers for now, provide the great security measurements just to ensure that the data is actually in the right place. Also, you can work with, it's called IAM service, that actually can delegate those rules and privileges for certain roles so you will understand who and where can access the data you actually using. And in any ways, it's easier than actually hire a lot of guys that will provide the security checks and implement the security standards, for example, ISO 27001 for ensuring that your data is a privacy when you're using on-premise installs.
Is there a learning curve for using cloud computing services? I guess it's a different infrastructure. You're moving from a physical infrastructure to having data and lots of new things to learn, I suppose, if you haven't sort of jumped into that before.
Yeah. Actually, in each time where you're jumping from one solution to another, it will be a learning curve for you to understand how everything is working. But I guess for now, all the cloud providers have such comprehensive documentation about how their solutions can be used, and there is a ton of services that they already provided for almost each of the needs. It's security measurements, data measurements, analytics, artificial intelligence, everything that can be applied. But one tip, be careful about that, because out of the box, usually, cloud providers also switch on some of the features that probably wouldn't be necessary for you, but will, yeah, a little bit cost you. So it's better to spend time at first when you install your cloud solution and check if you're actually utilizing all the resources that you're providing.
Yeah, and I think aside from knowing who to choose in terms of the right cloud services, I guess it's also a good idea to have the right partner that's going to guide you through that process.
Yeah. In the terms, I would recommend to partner with some company that already have experience on working with cloud providers. That will help you guide your business, like from the start, where it main concept or idea what you want to achieve when you're moving to the cloud, install the infrastructure for you, help with configuration, and actually migrate your existing solution, or will help to build on top of the clean cloud the new solution for you.
Pablo, let's end our chat with one or two actionable tips then. How can businesses leverage cloud computing in logistics operations?
I guess businesses will leverage from the cloud computing, first of all, from the data-driven behavior. Because, let me remember, it was Harari, author, that wrote Homo Deus MOOC. Then, yeah, he actually was thinking about that in future, data will be driven our behavior and our, like, human being. So I guess when you have a large amount of data, don't try to operate it with yourself. You have cloud computers, you have artificial intelligence. It will be quicker than you and more proficient in you.
Yeah, agreed. And we've all got so much data these days, haven't we? It's a minefield of knowing how to actually process it and use it correctly.
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, 21st century, it's a data century.
Yeah,
there is such amount of data that we need to operate each day. And it's better to actually delegate this job for somebody artificial.
Yeah. In terms of going back to the sustainability part of things as well, if you are a company that's a really big thing for you, I guess exploring green cloud computing options is also something that you should look into.
Yeah, that's for sure. And actually, when
does such a thing exist?
Yeah, such a thing exists. But besides that, when you're enabling the cloud solution into your company, you can even play a significant role in environmental sustainability in cases where you don't even predict. For example, we were previously talking about the decentralization and real-time data operation. So, yeah, nobody will need to spend their time on a commitment to the warehouse just to manually check if everything is there. It's not obvious, but yeah, it's actually making a huge impact on our environment.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode, Pavlo. This is, like we said at the beginning of the show, it's a broad topic. It's an evolving topic, and we've still got plenty of room to talk more about it. So I hope you can come back and join us at some point.
Yeah, I would love to, because we cover only less than 1% about what's happening in the logistics and cloud computing area.
That was Pavlo Zeldak from Acropolium. You can find him on LinkedIn, and the website is acropolium.com. We'd be interested in hearing your experiences of managing the benefits and challenges of cloud computing in logistics. Please leave a message below or visit sorted.com. You can follow our YouTube channel or subscribe to our post-purchase post newsletter. We're also on LinkedIn, X, and Instagram. Thanks for listening in. See you in the next show.